Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poke fun at the rest of the media. This is though that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties. Welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. We call that number, it comes directly first. There are no operators. Stand by. Am it.
Quiet. No goes on broadcast.
While I do a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work. If you don't have any need today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Meatball Day. Get over it. It's actually National Giver Day also. So we can do a double celebration right there. Looking at the markets today, we've got some mixed news in the markets if you really want to look closely. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 18 points right now off of that great ADP payroll number yesterday. We'll see what the total numbers come in at tomorrow. Oil, oil is crashing right now.
Damn!
Down dollar, another $1.22 a barrel. Got the numbers earlier in the week talking about the idea that the oil buildup, 8.2 million barrels of oil buildup. I know that OPEC decided that they were not going to increase their oil production, but now that we're making it here in the U.S., I guess it doesn't matter as much. But the question then comes, how does that translate to you and me? Well, $2.30 a gallon is what we pay nationally for oil or for gasoline. $3 a gallon is the average here in the state of confusion. And those of you in Los Angeles, you're going to get to pay a little bit more because you've been for another tax increase. It's just amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't imagine how you continue to keep voting for the tax increases in L.A., but maybe you're happy with what you're getting. I hope so. Just a thought right there. Let them keep spending more of your money. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up again. That's not one that we like. $2.58 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury, up almost another 2 basis points, which translates into, and I told you this was coming, the number came out this morning from Freddie Mac, 4.21 was the Freddie Mac number on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. That is for the best borrowers they use real interesting numbers, and I'm not going to get into the weeds on how they come up with their numbers. But remember, I told you this. They take their survey Monday through Wednesday. We report on Thursday. Last week, Thursday, the numbers took a big jump. They've been jumping ever since, and now we're seeing that. So 4.21 from last year at 3.68, and I think we're going to continue that increase. Just my personal opinion, sharing it. But then again, if you listen to Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, the Mortgage Bankers Association, and the National Association of Realtors, they all seem to feel the same as I do, that interest rates are going up. Now, you love the different social medias or concepts here. And I share this concept with you a lot. I like this one. It's a concept that we talk about, even in the state of confusion, where we get people that want to vote for increased taxes on a regular basis. And we believe that we can tax our way to success. Unbelievable. There are still people that are voting with their feet. Voting with their feet. Or in some instances, how about voting with a pocketbook? Yeah, well, Nordstrom told us that the Ivanka Trump line of merchandise was not selling, so they were taking it out of their stores. That's what Nordstrom said. But then we come out and see some news there. Think about this one, that the sales hit record numbers in the month of February. Record numbers, right after Nordstrom said it wasn't selling and we're going to take it out of the stores. Where are they selling it? Well, a lot of the sales are online sales. So think about that concept. The retailers are consistently talking about who's leaving, who's getting out of the industry, who could not make money in the industry. Yet they go and do stupid things like taking a top-selling line of clothing out of the stores. Do you wonder why some of them are going in the wrong direction? Why are online sales going in the positive direction they're going when you have these stores that say, well, for political reasons, we're going to take this out of the store? Does that make any sense to you? I can't figure it out. So If somebody else can help me with this one, I'd be most appreciative, because I'm just looking at a report right in front of me, if it'll actually wake up on my computer screen, talking about JCPenney closing 134 to 40 stores, Macy's 68 stores, Sears, Kmart, no anybody shop there anyway, 150 stores, The Limited 250 stores, Wet Seal 171, American Apparel 110. These are all retails that are retailers talking about closing stores because of a lack of business. Yet they go and insult their customers. Does that make any sense to insult your customer and then think they're going to come back? Now, I share this every day. I have guests come on video, and one of the first things I tell all my guests is, yes, in the first segment, I do a monologue, and I will share my opinion, my commentary. Don't say anything, because it's not in our best interest, not in our guests' best interest to talk about sex, religion, politics, because we know what's going to end up happening is we're going to end up, or they will end up, alienating maybe half of the audience. Why would we want to do that? Now, why? So see, the question then becomes, well, Ron, why do you do it? That's going to alienate all these people. Well, when you're doing radio every morning, sitting on the fence starts to hurt. So think about that one just a second. You don't want to be doing that. People tune in because they want an opinion. They want to hear what you have to say. And if you say every day, people kind of get an understanding of it. And to be honest with you, people that hate me listen twice as much as people that like me. So even my wife doesn't listen. Well, I'm not sure which side of that fence she's on. Just a thought right there. But moving right along. Millennials, they're in the news again, once again. Millennials. Way to make money with millennials is the topic, the average salary of a millennial. Think about this one. And we know that the millennials, I guess, maybe we should talk about who are the millennials in this report. Born in 1982 to 2004. It's a little bit of a wide range. Some usages or some analytics call millennials 1981 to 1997, whatever you're looking at. We found the average salary of a millennial is $684 per week, $35,592 per year. Now, just doing a little quick math, I don't want to be too technical here. Minimum wage that our government tells us is a great wage, you can't believe that one, is $15 an hour, right? That's the living wage according to the government. I don't know which one of them wants to live on. But do the math, that comes out to about a little over $30,000 a year. So our millennials might be doing pretty well here if you want to go based on government statistics. Then again, try buying a house in Southern California, making $35,000 a year. It might be just a little bit challenging. Just a thought for you. And I thought I'd go, being that I believe today is the day March Madness begins. So maybe we can give you a couple of ways to do March Madness. My favorite way. Cheap. Think about that. Number one, shop around for deals on apparel. Take advantage of discounts on food, of online discounts. Make a budget. Limit your guests. Get rid of the ones you don't want to be talking to. Ask people to bring food and drinks. Don't put all your money on your bracket. Very few people ever win. Change your cable plan. You might want to change it just in time. CBS, TNT, TBS, and True TV. I haven't heard of that one. They're the channels that will be carrying the tournament. Cut the cord. Maybe you just want to watch the whole thing streaming online. Just get the channels you want. Free apps. Visit the bar. You can't be drinking too much, but the bar, most bars, you're going to be able to get the shows, the tournament for free. Just a few of them there. There's about another 40 of them. If you want the whole report, just send me a note, ron@ronsiegelradio.tv. I'll get you the whole thing. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, things to consider when selling your home will be our topic. Confidence hits an 11-year high. Signs you're on your way to a perfect credit score. I've never seen a perfect credit score, but we'll talk about signs you're on the way. And the 15 best jobs for young people, these pay $40,000 a year above that millennial average. Above that and more, you can just offer at our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you missed part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron's the one. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the air-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. You can get on a free home search right there on NEST, text NEST, N-E-S-T to 79564. But one of the other items that I really, really like about NEST, about this one, every time a home sells in your neighborhood, it's going to send you a text message telling you the home sold and what the price is. Love that concept. Builders' confidence hits an 11-year high in many areas of the country. There are not enough homes, most areas of the country. There are not enough homes for to satisfy the number of buyers looking to purchase their dream homes. Experts have long proposed that a ramp up in new single-family home construction would be one of the many ways to overcome the inventory shortage. Wonder where we got that information. We've been talking about that a long time. According to a recent survey conducted by the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo, housing market confidence amongst builders reached an 11-year high last month. So what does that mean for the housing market? In a recent interview, Rob Dietz, chief economist and senior VP at the National Association of Home Builders, put it this way. Higher market confidence will translate into more building and more inventory in 2017. We expect single-family construction to grow 10% next year. 2006 marking the best year in real estate sales in over a decade, a 10% ramp-up in single-family construction will only aid in making 2017 an even greater year. According to the latest U.S. Census data, sales of newly constructed homes were up 3.7% over January 2016 as they reached a season-adjusted annual rate of 555,000. Dietz further said we can expect further growth in new home sales throughout the year, spurred on by employment gains. We saw big numbers yesterday on that one, and a rise in household formations. As the supply of existing homes remains tight, more consumers will turn to construction. Now think about this. Our friends over at Chapman College, Chapman University, I date myself again. Our friends over at Chapman told us that we need about 1.5 million new homes every year just to maintain new formations and obsolete homes that get torn down. Yet the report comes out saying they're building 555,000 new homes. To tell you a little bit about supply and demand and where we might be heading, just a thought there, Ray. That's the real-time real estate segment. Get on your home search. All you need to do is text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, and you'll get that search. Go find your dream home or someone else does. And you can also get the updates. I know I'm a nosy neighbor, so maybe you are too. Might get a text message every time one of your neighbor's houses sell. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment. So let's talk about selling homes. I shared with you earlier in the week a concept that it might have been yesterday. I guess that qualifies as earlier in the week. I guess you should drink much and you have problems with these things. But here's the issue. Coffee. I'm drinking coffee. Don't get any bad ideas, even though we are going to be at the BevMo grand opening today. So here's a concept. A lot of constructionists spoke about that. We know that the top three months listing homes, April, May, and June. And we shared with you yesterday the idea that if you think about selling, now would be the time to do it. Why would you want to wait until more properties are on the market and more new homes are on the market? That means more supply. That means there could be a challenge on pricing. So the concept that we're idea being is if thinking about selling, I think maybe right now is the time. Pick up the phone, 800-306-1990. So we're going to chat with Melinda Johnson about her thoughts on this and maybe some of the things you want to do to get your house ready for sale. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Should we be looking at some now or waiting, or what's the concept here?
That's a fantastic opportunity in the market right now.
Where do you think it's going? I mean, right now we looked in the national numbers, 3.9 months supply of inventory. What do you see in your local area?
We're seeing that or less.
Really?
We're not seeing enough supply to meet demand. Right.
Is that in all price points or is that in specific price points? What do you see?
No, I would say that's more in certainly. We're well below that number in their entry-level price points. People are going into condos or first-time buyers, which here in Southern California is going to be, those numbers are going to be construed a little funkier than the rest of the nation.
You mean that's not a median price of $223,000?
Right, yeah. We're probably looking at that $300,000 to maybe $500,000 range. There's definitely, a lot of competition, multiple buyers, who are coming in as property the market and compete for what inventory is out there. And as you go up that chain, I think there's a little bit more supply. You get in million plus, there's definitely more supply there. And then in the 2 million plus, we're really seeing there's more of a supply available there.
Okay, so those are the properties where you really need to have somebody great working with you to help get those sold.
I would say actually you need to have somebody great working with you in all instances, that you make sure that, you're getting the best possible price for your property, and that you're well covered in terms of liability and documentation and everything else.
So there's a good concept because I've been hearing more and more of this. I'm going to use the word because some people won't. Good commercial on radio. that says everybody goes, you don't need a realtor to put your home on the internet. And the MLS is just nothing more than putting it on the internet. I think it's pretty foolish.
It's very foolish, and statistically, it's not supported. You know, the overwhelming majority, I think the percentage is in the 90s, and I can't recall the statistic right now, of the number of homes who are actually sold through the MLS. So it's not just putting it on the internet. It's not like you design your own website and get the type of exposure that you're going to get who's connected typically with the MLS providers. I don't know if I can say all their name or not. But
here's the concept. I mean, if I go to a discount broker and they're talking about, okay, pay us 1% and we'll put your home in the MLS, and that way it'll come to the internet. And why do you need to pay somebody more than that?
Right. Well, I subscribe to the theory that you typically get what you pay for. You know, if you're talking about 1%, and let's just say we have, you know, entry level home, slightly more than that, 100,000. So we're talking about, you know, paying 6,000 versus maybe paying that 18,000. Well, when you're in it's the expertise that you're getting there. When you're in that negotiation, it can end up easily costing far more than that, knowing where the market is, not being involved in the negotiation, the liability and exposure you can get for not being adequately represented legally. You know, as much as it just feels like a transaction, it really is a huge legal transaction that you're going through. There's many disclosures, you know, especially in the state of California. You know, we've got a ton of them, and there's real liability behind those.
How much of a real estate transaction is public information?
When you're closing, it really is public. You know, what type of financing you have is out there. You know, what you paid for the house is out there. What the assessor has your value of your home is out there. Is that type of data you're looking
for?
Yeah, all that's public.
So one of the things that you've experienced recently, and I like stories. Right, because people like to hear real life things, and one of the issues that comes up, this is real life. So, and I just happen to be privy to a little bit of this, and I don't want to get into private information. But one of the things that's mandated by the state, I believe it's the state, is disclosures.
Right.
That doesn't matter whether it's if the transaction is done by a real estate professional or for sale by owner.
Correct. Yeah. The disclosures are the disclosure. They're mandated.
Now, a homeowner, a buyer, has the right to hire a inspection company. They really should.
Correct.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
So inspection companies will, and I refer to them. I had a friend that is a inspector. I call them they're the deal killer.
Yes, sometimes they
right?
are.
Because sometimes they put on their reports. They do their job. But sometimes the report can scare somebody because there's 40 different plus that are with outdated covers.
In fact, I would say that a lot of the time they scare both the buyer and the seller. Like, I actually warn my sellers, I'm like, please don't read it until I have a chance to sit down and go with you.
Back up until what?
Until I have a chance to go over it with you.
That's the key right there, because you probably know you can guide them through the what's important and what's not.
Right, because they're either horrified, frightened, and think their house is about to implode, scared for their family, or they're completely offended at the reports. I like to sit down, go through it with them, and explain, you know, because they can't sometimes see past the CYA that the home inspector had in there. So.
Sure, and they're not licensed in any way. Inspectors, they have organizations that they're members of, and trade organizations. But even though I've told many, many times that I have no clue how to use a screwdriver, I'm a home inspector tomorrow and start charging $400 or $500 an inspection or $1,000 per inspection, and they could cause some problems. I could cause a lot of problems on these transactions. I want to talk more about what happens if you find there is a problem, and maybe what happens if you didn't disclose that or didn't deal with it. What are the ramifications? We're going to talk to Melinda Johnson more about that when we come back. We'll also talk about some signs you're on the way to perfect credit and job that are best for young people and paying a decent wage as well. We're going to talk about all that and more. Remember our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron's radio or anytime. 619-900-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, have some equity in your property, maybe you want to buy a new house, the reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. We'll chat about it. There are some signs. Actually, I should say give some shout-outs here for a second before we go into Your Credit Matters. Kathleen, good to see you out there this morning. Robin, good to see you out there this morning. We'll get a few more of those in the mix here in just a couple seconds. Let the report that we're talking about, signs you're on your way to perfect credit score. Number one, you never miss a payment on a loan or credit card. Paying the bills on or before their due date. We've talked about that one, about also paying 2 payments per month, right? Some of it right before the closing date, the majority of it. And then leave a little bit of a balance there and then paying that between the statement closing date and the due date itself, keeping your debt levels virtually non-existent. That's what I was just sharing with you. 10% to 30% going to get you your best numbers. You've had good credit for a while, haven't applied for any new loans recently. You've got the right mix of credit on the books. Think about that one. Right mix of credit. 1 mortgage, 2 car, 3 credit cards. That'll get you about as good as you're going to get. There are some other benefits here and there. Public record is clean. Just having, even if you pay off that collection, once it gets on there, that's the error in itself. error-free credit report. That does happen. They don't make error-free credit reports. And you keep an impulsive eye on your credit. CreditKarma.com has some great solutions for you right there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Good morning, Allison. Glad to see you here as well. So we were chatting a little bit before the break about getting great real estate advice. And John's sharing this with us. And I told you I want to talk a little bit about a story. So here's the story I want to share with you. And it can really cause a catastrophe because Melinda mentioned in the last segment about a real estate transaction. You're buying and selling a house. That is a very, very significant legal transaction. And I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to give legal advice here, being that I'm not a lawyer. Melinda is a lawyer, and she's not giving you legal advice either. But here's the concept is my understanding of the law is regardless of whether you know the law or not, it's your job to follow it. And if you get into a real estate transaction and you miss some of the legal aspects, you may be liable anyway. And people can come out after you. So Melinda, you had a transaction in Orange County.
Yes.
And they found a little bit of a problem with your house or the client's house.
We sure did. We found that the home was on some mild to moderate expansive soil. And
I don't even know what the heck it means.
It just means a lot of clay in the soil.
Okay.
And when it dries out, it shrinks a little. And when it gets wet, which we had a wet winter followed that was preceded by a lot of dry seasons, it's like a sponge. It just kind of expands a little, shrinks a little.
Oh, nice. That's probably really good for not even me, the one that does not know anything about construction. I can kind of guess that if the soil below my house is shrinking and expanding, that might be a problem.
It does, and it shows up in little cracks in your foundation, little cracks around your ceiling and over some of your doorways.
Now, are those cracks something that has to be disclosed on the disclosure reports?
It sure does, and so does the fact that you are on that mild to moderate expansive soil, if you know that.
What happens if I don't know? Because I have no clue. I've been in my house for over 20 years. I have no clue what kind of soil I'm.
And my client actually had some reports and didn't have any clue what kind of soil she was on as well. But we knew that, we live here in California where we get some shakes now and then, and we know there's some small cracks here and there. But not being a home inspector ourselves, we knew that some of this cracking was not within kind of what we would typically see within a normal range. So
what ends up happening in that case, is you get that, say, in a home inspection, and I don't even know how you found it, but hypothetically, let's say you got it in a home inspection. There was the home inspector noted that there's more cracking than should be?
Correct. And then we did our further diligence and figured out what was going on there.
Now, if I don't have somebody that's helping me with something like this, tell me what would I need to be doing? So if I don't have guidance, give us a little idea of what you had to do for a client to make sure you get the transaction to go through with that.
Sure. We had to do quite a bit here. We brought in a couple of different experts. We had three experts who came in and took a look at the property. They all told us that the same thing was going on with the property. And the reason we had that is we wanted to establish disclosure going forward. So when we had a buyer...
Back up before you go too further.
Okay.
Why do you need to have disclosure going forward?
Because my client's liable. If she knew or should have known what was going on with that property and didn't disclose it to a subsequent buyer, and now she had a home inspector tell her that he thinks something's going on at the property, then she's liable for that. That buyer could come back, even years later and have a claim against her.
So in Anaheim Hills, probably, 10, 12 years ago, we had it was all over the news, one of those big mansions that was slipping down the hill.
Yeah, you could see it from my house. Newscasters were posted right outside my front door.
Right?
Yeah.
And that house ended up being condemned. It was a multi-million dollar house.
Right.
Ends up being condemned. Could it come back after a prior owner if that was known?
Yeah, if the prior owner knew that there might be some issues or knew that there was, insufficient footings or pylons in that particular construction case, yes, you're liable. You've got to disclose what you know.
So somebody could have sold the house and come then two, 3, 4 years, whatever the limitations, I have no idea what that is. But they come back and sue them. Hey, my house just fell down the hill. You're responsible.
Right.
And if you're not, or however they term it in the civil court, you're going to have to pay to be represented, whether you win or lose.
Correct. And it's something that can drag out. You know, there was a house that we had a buyer with down in South County in the $3 million that was in litigation for these type of non-disclosure issues. And that litigation, I want to say, went on for 8+ years. I mean, the legal fees alone that are involved in something like that.
Okay. So let's go back to, we took care of making sure that we know enough to disclose properly.
Mm-hmm.
And where did the transaction go from there?
We ended up doing the actual repair, and we ended up fully disclosing what was done. So, you know, we put it out there, we put it publicly, we put it on the MLS, we attached the supplements so anybody could click on them and see what was going on. So that whoever came in there came in with full knowledge. Now, we did it. It came with 25-year guarantee, but we fully disclosed the soil and what was going on there.
So, for the online, the people that think that you just go and you pay somebody a 1%, they get your house online and you get the MLS and whatever, however it goes out to some of these other services. Now you find out that maybe it did or didn't disclose properly. So you ended up having three different engineers come out.
Correct.
To report. Mm-hmm. Then you have to got some bidding on contractors to do the work.
Yeah, you had to get multiple bids. We put those out there as well. And then you have the repair on top of that. And these are things, you know, with an agent who's established, they're going to have connections for this within the industry, you know, people who come in, and we were able to get it all done.
And now I know that it's going to be nerve-wracking for the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, is that going to be nerve-wracking for anybody, because you've got a big transaction. You got a big expense. I mean, when you have three engineers doing reports, contractors doing bid work getting done, you know, that's going to be nerve-wracking.
It is, but you know, we were able to assure her that once we got through this, it literally fixed the problem. Now we're pinned to the foundation, which is ultimately the solution. We have the foundation pinned to the bedrock. It doesn't matter what that soil does, that house isn't going to move. And there's, you know, a solid company behind that with a 25-year guarantee.
See, that's the idea. And I know we were talking about the idea of things to consider. That's just a small touch. I mean, think about that. I think there's, you may know these things off the top of your head, but I think there's like 37 different inspections that go on in real estate transactions.
At least, yeah, there's that many options, just depending on what property is and what the area is. And, you know, are you here in Orange County, you know, are you oil field risk? These are things, this is general knowledge that a local agent is going to know.
So that's the idea there. That's what we're really getting to, is understanding that it's not just, and you hear people say, well, now look at all the money that a real estate agent makes. I want to be real honest with you. The number is a big number, right? You talk about 5, 6, 7%, whatever the mission is. The number turns out to be a large number. But you're not paying for just your transaction. Linda just shared with you. You're talking about years of experience, knowing the engineers to call or the people that can get you to the engineers to call, knowing the contractors to deal with. Knowing this is going to show up probably for the life of the property on a CLUE report.
Correct.
Right? So it's going to be known forever. Knowing, is this covered by insurance? Is it covered by insurance? Or knowing whether you should even be getting involved. So these are the ideas. This is what you pay for when you hire great counsel. And that's what I share with you all the time. Now, what happened? What's the flip side? If this lady had not hired a great real estate professional, what would be the flip side to that? Well, there's a home inspection out there that says there's all kinds of cracks, and the property, if there is a problem down the road, you know, they can come back after the seller and say, hey, you knew about this, or you should have known about this. Think about that concept. We'll talk more about things you should consider when selling a home when we come back with Melinda Johnson, and we'll also talk about the 15 best jobs. We may not get to all 15 best jobs for young people, all paying $40,000. Think about those. We'll talk about that and more. Remember, reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. If you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the program for you, and they've got the Fast Pass loan or Fast Pass pre-approval, which means your real estate professional can go out and make an offer for you, same as cash, no loan contingency. Yeah, there are some other contingencies in there, but the loan contingencies are all removed. Talk about on the Word on Wealth segment. Good morning, Misha. Good to see you there. Glad to throw a few shout-outs every once in a while. Look down and see some folks online. So we are chatting here about best jobs for young people, all paying at least $40,000 a year. I'm talking about some of these different areas. Think about it. And some of them are developers. And I don't even know if this is on the list, but web developers is an interesting one because there are a lot of people out there doing web development. Average income $34.09 an hour, almost $71,000 a year for a web developer. Now, I'll use myself as an example on this. I used to do computer consulting many, many moons ago. That was well before the iPhone. But the concept is still the same. Is I understood the computers very well. I knew what I was doing. But technology changes. And as you get older and older and you get and you're more busy and committed to doing other things, the technology keeps on moving and it gets past you. Regardless of how savvy you are on the technology. And that commercial, I don't even know who the commercial is. It's not a good commercial from the sense of people knowing what the heck they're going to sell, because I remember the body of the commercial, no clue who the advertiser was. But have you seen the commercial where the grandkids go to visit grandma and grandpa and granny comes out on the porch and she's got a handful of technology and she says, "Glad to see you. I can't get any of this stuff to work." Right? Well, as you get older, it becomes more and more the case. My son had a home one day and he's showing me how to get some things on a television to work. So, way to make money. Public relations specialist. Nowadays, with the internet and all the things that are going on in social media, there's a biggie. Sound engineering technicians, surgical technologists, automotive service and maintenance technicians, electronic entertainment, equipment installers, and the Q1 repairers. In fact, here yesterday we could have used one of those.
Absolutely.
Repair people. Film and video editors, biological technicians, I don't know what that is, a physical therapist, assistant, camera operators, we can use that, forensic science technicians, environmental science protection technicians, adult education and literacy teachers, coaches and scouts. All these are jobs all over $40,000 a year, and half of them I can't even know what the heck they do, no less understand how to do the jobs that these folks do. Today is the Word on Wealth, and again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, Gold Star has the programs for you. Just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people over there. We are chatting this morning with Melinda Johnson, Freedom First Properties. We have some story time, things to consider when selling a home. So don't have a whole lot of time left, Melinda, but I want to really get into some of the details of what is some, if they're thinking about, someone's thinking about selling a home. It's kind of, you'll chuckle about this, Melinda. I had a conversation yesterday with a gentleman, and he's not even thinking about selling his home, just trying to refinance his home. And he and his wife want to make sure that they clean the house before the appraiser shows up.
It's a good idea.
Right?
It's a good idea.
So the appraiser's not looking at your cleanliness. They're not judging your cleanliness. But if you're thinking about selling, if your house, you know, looks like it's got a hoarder there, I mean, you and I have actually been in a property a few years back. We couldn't open some of the doors.
Right. Yes, out there.
So what are some of the things we want to do if we're thinking of selling?
Well, you're spot on right now. I think I've heard this concept with you before. It's divorcing yourself from your home is such an important part of that. And part of that is decluttering. It's cleaning. It's kind of stepping back and taking a look at what may need to be repaired or replaced. You know, it may need to be updated. You may not miss the 1970s chandelier because you've been looking at it for 30 years. So it's just kind of stepping back, like telling stories. Hopefully my client isn't listening, but we're going to have a conversation about divorcing our house because there's some murals that were in her home that were really popular a while back, but those, you know, they probably need to be neutralized a little bit so that we, you know, we appeal to the most number of buyers possible. So it's part of stepping back, taking down your personal pictures, decluttering, you know, consider the emotional experience the buyer is going to have when they come into the house.
I like that concept there.
It's a very important thing. And that's what stagers do. That's what, you know, new homes, if that didn't matter, then when you went to go, you know, on a Sunday afternoon to take a look at some of the new construction homes, they wouldn't have those staged and ready to go. They're creating that emotional appeal, and you need to create that emotional appeal as much as possible in your own home.
When people are looking to buy, it is an emotional, it's a dual issue, right? The divorce is getting rid of your emotions.
Right.
But you want to create emotions from a buying standpoint.
Right. You kind of depersonalize it, your relationship with it, and kind of create an emotional appeal for your consumer, you know, considering who your consumer is.
We got the declutter idea. I hear people talk about gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you're thinking of springtime.
Right. And just a little flat of flowers. It's amazing what it just kind of makes your heart a little happy. Little wood chips, little flowers, you know, $25 after you've been to Home Depot. You've started to create that emotional appeal from the moment they pull up.
And there's where the whole process needs to start is, well, I would assume probably from the point of the pictures online, because people are going online to look at pictures.
It's where they start.
Okay, that's not where they finish.
Right.
Right? I mean, what we said, 91% of the people start their home search online.
Right.
But 84% are buying through a real estate professional.
Correct.
Now, just from a math standpoint, because I'm a numbers person, right? So if you're thinking of buying a house from the buyer's standpoint, they're going to work with a professional estate person. That's 84% of the time. They're going to be sellers getting more money when it goes through a real estate person. So that's about $14,000 more on a median home, and that's about 8% more money on median numbers. So think about that in your house, $400,000 house, that's $32,000 more. After paying comes, okay, what are you doing there? And what's going to be the value proposition of getting a real professional involved? We've decluttered, we're dealing with the outside curb appeal, but you also want to take it one step. Even before that, you want the house to clean and declare that curb appeal for pay time.
No, you all of this is for pay time, because that's the first step into your house that people are take as a digital step into your house. So, and this is another place where an agent can give you that type of advice from their experience. Like, we have a client right now and we're advising them to paint the trim. We have another client, we just said paint the front door, because the front door, you know, with the way their door faced, it was very faded. So it's all part of that appeal. Necessarily have to paint the entire house. Lots of times the stucco is fine, or, you know, it's just the front door. So you're coming through with the eyes of a buyer.
Now, when you have to show houses, and I shouldn't use you an example on this one. When an agent goes out to show houses, they're going to be doing homework in advance. Every agent does homework. If they're a good agent, they're going to do homework in advance of taking a buyer out to properties. They're going to set a pecking order. All things being equal, and I'm not going to use Melinda on this one, but all things being equal from a number standpoint, if they're looking at the opportunity to earn 1% commission or share in 1% commission or share in 5, 6, 7% commission, which houses do you think are going to go on the top of the list? And you may get through all of them. The top of the list, the house that the agent thought was great for you, you'll never ever see that one that's on the bottom. And if that's your property trying to sell, just think about that concept.
And I'll exclude myself from this comment right now, because I have sold homes regardless of that. I know that there are plenty of agents out there who just economically can't do it and won't do it. They won't consider houses that don't have more market offerings in terms of the commission, just given the workload.
Sure.
You know, they just won't commit to do that. So you literally, you know, can end up excluding a whole bunch of buyers inadvertently by doing something like that.
So we've cleaned the house. We've talked about getting professional pictures. We've decluttered. We don't need to see your family pictures now. We also Great Island, right? Because we don't want to create an emotion of Maui. We want to create emotions of the property.
Right.
Right. We've put a little bit of flowers out there. Any other tidbits?
Well, depending on the house, interior paint can go a long way, because it makes the house look fresh. It's clean, takes prints off the wall. It can put it in a nice neutral color, people visualize it. And, you know, it also shows that you take care of your house, you know, that you're keeping up the maintenance by doing the interior paint. So that's interior paint can be a big one depending on the particular house.
Professional cleaning might be a good one. Right here we've had, between our winds, our rain this year, something we don't even talk about with rain in California most often, but professionally get your window cleaned.
Oh, yes.
Right? I mean, it's another big issue if they're all spotted. Doesn't give that sense of warm and comfort. But there's a lot more here. If you want a 20-page guide, things to consider selling your home, it's free. Text HSG, Home Seller's Guide, to 79564. Text HSG to 79564. Get that free Home Seller's Guide, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak of items and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you, for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Siegel Radio. Everybody, we'll be back on tomorrow morning again, and we'll do another live radio broadcast. Have a great day.
There's somebody on there that is one of your fans, I think.
Who's that?
I can't. I'm just looking over here and it says Alicia Cordova. Mm-hmm. Wonderful show, Ron. Thank you to your guest. She's great.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. But I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Maybe she'll be calling you.
That'd be good.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Excellent.
Good day.
Thank you.